Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
Feeling fresh as hell.
Chargers lead 29-28. The Chargers have won the Rose Bowl.
There he goes. Cashmere Allen to a long receiving touchdown. And now a kick return touchdown. This day belongs to Kaz.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to the LA Football Show right here on the LA Football Network and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Thank you for making us a part of your day, a part of your drive, part of your commute. I'm your co-host, Ryan Dyer, joined as always by the madman, my great friend, Jamal Madney. What's up, my man? How we doing?
Ryan Dyer, man, oh man, my head is still spinning from all the big news of the last 24 hours. Can't wait to get into it. And what a special show we have, my friend.
I could not wait to get on the mic. And for those that listened last episode, I know we were planning on talking about some historic LA football games played in the confines of LA, but that is put on hold after unbelievable news breaking yesterday that USC and UCLA, both our LA Diamonds, are going to be leaving the Pac-12 in 2024 for the Big Ten. Jamal, 10 seconds. Thoughts on the move?
Ryan, it's absolutely historic. It changes the landscape of modern college sports for the next 50 years. And I think it was the absolute right thing to do for both USC and UCLA athletically, financially, culturally, and competitively.
Yep, I totally agree. Great. I think it's a great move. I know there's some concern about it, but we have all 2 years to get into that and kind of figure that out. But to break it down with us, this is why we're so excited about the show and so special. We have two amazing guests joining us. My great friend, Frosty Rucker, legend at USC, two-time national championship champion, is going to be joining us to give the SC side of it. And then the great Brian Price, one of the greatest defensive linemen for UCLA football, all Pac-12 team, is going to join us as well at the bottom of the hour to give us the Bruins side of it. So before we just jump right into it and go all football, show today brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. Head to betonline.ag today. You can bet on any sport around. We got the hot dog eating contest coming up on 4th of July. So head to BetOnline. .ag, use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV. You're going to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, where winning happens. All right, Jamal, I don't think we need to waste any more time. Let's just jump into it. Let's get my man Frost Ruck talk some USC to the Big Ten. All right, Trojans fans, it's time for the Trojan Huddle part of this segment or this podcast. And everyone knows the news. I think overall, everyone's pretty delighted with the monumental historic event that occurred yesterday with USC announcing they are moving over to the Big Ten. But to talk with us about it, one of my great friends, love this guy. He's, you know, one of the best people out there and obviously a legend at the University of Southern California, two-time national champ, the Frosty Rucker. What's up, my man? How we doing?
Good, man. Thanks for the intro. Good to be here. Good to be back on the waves, man. I haven't been out here in a while.
That's right. Welcome back to the surf. Back to the, you got the longboard out to make it a little easy, right?
Hey, I'm here, though. What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Not much.
Great to have you, Frosty. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good time over here.
So before we get into the news, we were talking a little bit pre-air, and me and you have actually been to an event at SC since somewhat recently went to a basketball game. Can you talk a little bit just for the people out there, like what the difference is in this USC football program now that Lincoln Riley and how it's, you know, affected alumni and just the culture, and just talk to people that don't maybe know deep down on the surface how big of a change this has been with Riley and his coaching staff and Mike Bone and all these great new factors with the USC football program.
Yeah, Ryan, I think it starts with Mike Bone. Since the second he got on campus, he had a plan and he stuck to it. I think gaining the respect of all the fan base by making the correct moves for the whole athletic department just says a lot. I think every single move has been something that we can catapult off. I feel like there's a bigger end game to this now. And we're making the correct moves for business and the, you know, with the chance to go play in the Big Ten in what, 2 years? I mean, it's you can't ask for anything better than that to streamline your program.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about sort of on the field, this transition? What do you think, you know, SC sort of brings to the Big Ten on the field, off the field? And do you think that, you know, anything around player development, you know, sort of recruiting development needs to maybe change at all with now this Midwest footprint?
I don't think it needs to change. I think we're football players at the end of the day, and you adapt to the conditions of wherever you're at. Obviously, there's some games out there that these guys could be playing late in the year where snow could really be an issue that can come up. And I don't think anyone on our roster at this point and what we're building, the type of roster we're building, should be fazed by any of that. You know, everyone coming in should be five-star recruits with a five-star mindset. And playing in these hostile environments, it's only going to bring the best out of people. And I really love, you know, just the aggressive nature in this whole move to get into that conference and play some really historic teams all the time. Yeah, you know, playing UCLA that once a year is a great game and stuff like that, which we'll still have a chance to do that, right? But at the same time, being able to square up versus Ohio State or Michigan year in, year out, you know what I mean? Nebraska, you know what I mean? It's like it's a big game every week. Michigan State, right? You know what I'm saying? Iowa, Wisconsin. I mean, you're going to play some really, really good games on both sides of the coast. And those teams have something to prove. We're the new ones coming in, but we have something to prove too. We played all these teams historically and probably fared very well versus them in overall matchups. And they're going to be thinking Cali boys coming out here and this, that, and the other. But I feel like what we're building, we'll be able to fight toe-to-toe with anything.
Yeah, there she is. But yeah, it's all jealousy, right? You see the Cali boys coming out. It's all jealousy, wanting to have what we have out here and what the SC guys have on Southern California and Hollywood and all that. So
it puts the pressure on us, though. You know what I mean? Because we're at the point in the conjunction of our program where we have to make huge strides, right? This year says a lot. You know, no excuses. We should be competing. And that is just enough said. We have enough talent around the board to be able to compete and actually like open up some games. We can out athlete some teams, you know, and those close games that we've been playing and losing, by the way, those can go back in our favor, you know? So I think every move has been calculated. Every ounce of thought has gone into every decision. And I feel like we're going to reap the benefits for a long time off this, these moves.
You kind of a, go ahead, Jamal.
Just the next 2 years now, you know, obviously we've got two more years of the Pac-12 before the jump. Yeah. What is your expectation in terms of wins or, you know, conference championships? What do you think for Trojan Nation are realistic expectations the next 2 years on the field?
We want to see explosive plays and really not giving up those explosive plays also. You know, we're LA's team. We're the focal point and the biggest media capital of the world. And we need to put up points and we need to win by style. And, you know, we can get back to doing things like that. Getting the ball in playmakers' hands and finding ways with reverses and, you know, pitch passes and, you know, and really opening up a complex offense, we could really run the table. You know, I think Lincoln Riley has a chip on his shoulder. He's, you know, all he did was come to a better opportunity, and the people in Oklahoma, they can't even give him a break. You know, they can't keep his name out. They, you know, so it's like it's always that every move we make, there's going to be some type of hater coming in. Stay the course and be confident. And I really like every move. So that's where I'm at.
As a Trojan alum, isn't that kind of what you want, though? Like, yeah, you want people hating and can't keep your name out of the mouth, right? Because that means they want what you have.
Because it's just this now. So right now, you can't hear anything. Once you put the pads on and have to go out there, and you can see the difference in the SC program. You can see the finish because they got all-star cast of coaches, and they, you know, they came in with a new energy, and everyone, you know, if either they were stressing or it's a blessing. Some kids came in, they stayed. Some left. You know what I mean? It, you know, like, because they let it be known, we're going to get the best guys in here. And the real ones that stay to compete with that, you know, they're going to be that much more better, in my opinion. They're going to push that much more harder. They got something to prove. We have a bullseye.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I want to backtrack a tiny bit because me and Jamal, it's the off season, so it's like we're scratching at content and topics. You know, when we did the show every 2 days in a week, and you're like, what the heck are we gonna talk about? So we've been talking about just, you know, the meaning of LA football and what these teams mean. And obviously the Rams coming off a Super Bowl win, the Chargers are really building something great with Justin Herbert, UCLA, I know you probably won't agree, but UCLA is building something better. Yeah, they're gotten better and improving and have some good returning stars. But me and Jamal have always said, like, when USC is at this their peak, this town is USC football. You were a part of the team at the peak when they were the mecca of this town, probably even bigger than Lakers and Dodgers at that time, because that was kind of, you know, I guess during kind of Kobe's era too. Yeah. But I mean, you know, so talk to the people what it really means that USC football went at the peak, now going to the Big Ten, which they will be back at their peak, just what it means to this town for USC football to be great.
You know, to be completely honest, I'll say this. As long as USC and UCLA feel competitive teams, the city of Los Angeles embraces it. I don't like it when it's lopsided. I don't, you know, it obviously when it's lopsided, it's usually us. But, sorry.
When I was there.
You know, but UCLA's had their runs, and it's just it's a prideful town. You know, people love their Cardinal and gold. They love the location we're at, the grit and the grind that we have to go through. You know, being in that, you know, private school life, you know.
The grit and grind of the private school life.
No, in general, the town, the whole state really, or at least Southern Cal, let's keep it real, really embraces us as the home team. And you really have to go out there and give them something to be proud about. And once you do, they show up.
Yeah. I think before Jamal asked your next question, just to piggyback off that, you know, we talked a bunch off air and get to know you about how, you know, during your guys' time, you guys were like celebrities in LA, and like everyone wanted to be with Frosty Rucker, with Matt Leinart, with Reggie Bush. And we kind of, I feel like USC kind of lost them. I mean, we still had stars, you know, and Sam Darnold and, you know, Cody Kessler and some of these other good players, but it didn't really have that same vibe. And it feels like in the short 6 months that Riley's been here, Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, Mario Williams, Corey Foreman, Caleb Sturr, like they're kind of getting that star appeal back, which I think is super exciting. And that's why I'm so pumped on the future. And this move to the Big Ten in 2 years, I think just elevates that.
Yeah,
it's just
going to add. Everything. You're absolutely right, Ryan. I think they're just making every move. You know, that whole Carroll era is what you're talking about. It's the Carroll era, the sauce that he brought to Southern Cal and how he recruited and the energy and having the celebrities over. That was all good. Now it's back to being okay with the NIL. It's back to, you know, being fun and, you know, how much media can we, you know, turn? How, you know, we can be on Channel 7, Channel 12, all these different channels because now people care and what's new? Who are we signing now? There's all these headlining things that just keep happening. And it's the correct energy for the right time. I'll just put it that way.
Frost, you know, that's a fun question. If you put your sort of Big Ten commissioner hat on, you know, in 24 moving forward, where would you put SC and UCLA kind of divisions wise? You know, right now you got Ohio State and Michigan, Michigan State on kind of one side. The Big Ten is a little bit imbalanced, I would argue, division wise. Would you sort of, you know, put SC and UCLA on the opposite side? Would you almost split up SC and UCLA and do kind of like an Ohio State, SC, Michigan, UCLA thing? I would love to kind of get your expertise.
That's a good question. That's a unique thing because, you know, we've been so far in the West, we have not changed up. And we pretty much stayed the same place. I would love to see the more so SC, you know, going at it with Ohio State and Iowa. You know, I would love to see something like that just each week, just some slugged out games. I don't, you know, no mercy. Just you got to play the best, you know. And that's either at home or away. And these teams travel, you know, they're prideful. You know, it's just everything that LA football needs is this move, you know, because it's going to pack the house every week, no matter what, you know.
Yep.
Washington State doesn't travel all the time.
Right.
Maybe they want to just for the weather, but not the whole school. The whole school is going to come from Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stanford doesn't travel down here. And, you know, Stanford doesn't travel to their own stadium. So,
that's what I'm saying. So you get what I'm saying? Like each game as attendance-wise and the business-wise of it, it works. You know, and it's what we want. You know, it's really going to shake up that this whole playoff system. You know, this is going to affect everyone because you know how it always goes down. You lose that one, and it's like, damn. Well, it just got a lot interesting.
Yep. Me and Jamal were talking about that. How the thing that I like about this move, among many things, but it's felt for so many years that the Pac-12 like. In order to represent, whether it be the BCS or in the playoff, you had to be perfect. Like if you had one slip up, the schedule wasn't deemed good enough to overcome that. Whereas now in the Big Ten, we've seen many, many years, Ohio State having one, sometimes two losses and still getting considered for the playoff. Michigan with a loss getting in, Michigan State getting considered. And so obviously we want perfection every year, but now USC, if they have that one loss, well, they're still going to be in contention for that playoff. Whereas you lose once to Arizona State, that's it. Season over.
Yeah. And again, we're going to also get to see if there's any bias with USC, if things change like that, right? Mm-hmm. Because they've been a certain way for these Big Ten teams. And now with us two coming over, how will they react to that? Will they start switching it up and not, you know, we'll see if we really have bias out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. I'll sort of ask kind of a counter question, if you don't mind. Any, and you're obviously insider legend. You know so much about the program moving forward. Any concern in terms of like Lincoln Riley's tenure potentially with this move? I know that there were sort of reports that, you know, we sort of had an opportunity because he wasn't thrilled with OU going to the SEC. He felt like, you know, there was kind of more of a clear path in the Big 12. Obviously, restoring SC felt like there was a clear path in the Pac-12. Now he's got to jump back into a super conference. Any concern about, you know, maybe that kind of rethinks his maybe long-term fit or, you know, water under the bridge?
I think he's the type of guy that stays around a program for obviously a while. You know, when you're loyal to him, he's not going to leave. I don't know what the mess happened in Oklahoma, but, you know, he's here. We have the opportunity to work with him. I think he's going to be a part of something that is going to be beautiful. He's got keys to the whole ship. He's going to be able to use this portal to like free agency, you know, and the best of the very best are going to start being able to be eligible, and he's going to be able to get these players. And before you know it, it's going to be clockwork because you already have the best athletes in California. If they don't leave, then you get to cherry pick like we used to, cherry pick the best states and get the best of the very best out of that state. We're really competing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now we can go in there. Now we're recruiting guys in Ohio. Now we can recruit guys in Michigan because we're going to come and you get to, your parents get to watch you play. Mm-hmm. You can't say that they're not.
That's the most.
That used to be the excuse, you know. How are my parents going to see me play? Well, now they have a chance for at least 2-3 games.
Yeah. Well, and Frost, think about it. Outside of Caleb Williams, who are the best two quarterbacks in college football? Probably Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud.
And they're
both from California.
Yeah.
Both from SoCal. And they left. Now with this exposure, and C.J. Stroud's not going to go to – and future C.J. Stroud's not going to go to Ohio State when he can just stay right here and play at USC and gets to play against Ohio State every year.
This is going to be a great time to – watch SC football. I'm just telling you, because we're going to get the best of the best. Look at the next lineups of recruits we have coming in.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Even at quarterback position, Malachi, are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude's going to be good. Did you see any of the highlights from Caleb Williams camp?
Yeah.
It's going to be special.
Yeah.
So now when you factor in that level of talent with the media rights deal, now hopefully with a little bit more margin for error also, you know, in the bigger conferences. It's a really interesting point you bring up, Frosty, whether that bias holds or, you know, it sort of gets removed. Because, you know, what's interesting, Frosty, even in your heyday, the peak, you know, two-time national champion, you know, the only time SC got into the BCS national title game was when SC was undefeated. You know, even the 03 year, you know, we got left out for LSU and Oklahoma. So there was just such a little margin for error. It never happened. We never got into the title game in the Kirrell era. Any season, we actually lost the game. And so now bring that margin for error with the recruits, with the media deal. It's all set up for success, it seems like, as you said.
Yeah, it's just some basic discipline and responsibility and having the right people around your program, you know, and always being able to be attached to the guys and not letting things get out of control. Because remember, these are all habits now. You know, you could worry about kids making money when they get to the NFL. Now you just sped it up and financial literacy comes with that. And if they're doing a great job teaching the parents about the money, it shouldn't affect them. And the parents can work the business side of it, and the kid can just play. He's already in the limelight, and that's what we're getting at. These kids are already professionals. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been professionals on that spotlight under the TV and all this, and they just haven't been making money, you know? Exactly. And, you know, so now you let them actually make some coin off themselves, and they can buy a home, mm-hmm. you know? And it won't be a big deal when they go to the next level if they have a chance, or they're able to buy suits to do job interviews. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? Before, there was no opportunity for any of it. So I'm here for it. I think SC's in a prime position. I think we're going to keep building and building. We're going to get some really big and a great offensive and defense alignment. And, you know, we're going to have a really, really, really good chance to switch it up with run pass once we get some more big guys up front. And it's going to be a dangerous thing as long as mm-hmm. we can out-athlete people. And we will.
Yeah, totally agree. All right, Frost, last question for you.
All right.
Have you been to Riley's Palace in Palos Verdes yet?
I haven't been to his house, but he did text me and call me, so that was pretty cool.
Okay.
So I haven't been to his house yet, but hopefully soon. Hopefully I get invited to a kickback.
Okay. Hopefully maybe we'll throw a LAFB mixer or something and get Riley to host.
Exactly. I'm telling him we're gonna come and set up, bring speakers.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm coming too.
Yeah, there we go. I love it. That'd be great. So the great Frosty Rucker, my man. Appreciate the time as always. Anything you want to promote you're doing? I know you're doing tons of stuff. Anything you want to shout out before we get out of here?
There's a couple things I want to shout out. Go to activelegends.com. We just dropped a clothing line out there. It's a beautiful art that I've designed.
Amazing stuff.
And we're pushing the market. It's going to be dropping in August, but the website is up, activelegends.com, and it's on Instagram at activelegends. I have a summer camp coming up in Tustin, California for my Frosty's Challenge Foundation. It's called the Summertime Hustle. That's July 11th through 15th in Tustin, California at Veterans Sports Park. That's some updated news. What else is going on? We are working. I'm working with Sam Baker on an NIL deal with the offense and defense alignment. And there's more details to come soon, but we're working on making sure the offense and defense alignment don't get left out in this NIL stuff. And we've had many meetings about it and working with Sam. Obviously, he came from Tustin High, then he went to SC and was just all world. And even in the pros, such a stud. And just to be working side by side with the guy I went to high school with in something so big of a, you know, in addition to these kids' lives and livelihoods and mentorship and stuff and being around them, it's going to be a great thing. So that's the Frosty Rucker update.
I love it. That's great. So activelegends.com. We'll have a link in the description. If you have kids out there that want to learn from one of the best, check out Frosty's camp. We'll have a link there too. He brings out a lot of big time athletes out there too. Not that he's not one himself, but some others as well. So if you have kids and wanted them to learn from the best, that's great. And then awesome stuff with the NIL deal. So Frost, you're the man. Appreciate you, brother, as always. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, LA Football, for always bringing me back. And good to be home.
Fight on, right?
You know it.
All right, UCLA Bruins fans, as we mentioned in the intro, extremely excited to welcome on a very special guest to help us explore, talk about, discuss, break down this monumental news that just broke yesterday with our UCLA Bruins. Set to leave the Pac-12 to head to Big Ten country, but we are joined by the great UCLA Bruin, Brian Price, gracing us with his presence. We have another announcement we'll say later, but for now, joining the talk on the LA Football Show. BP, my man, what's up? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Doing great, actually, after this news, but I'm excited to hear your take on it. But let's just jump right in. I know me and Jamal will kind of just go back and forth with some questions, but when you heard the news, I mean, where were you? Were you excited? Were you bummed? Were you shocked? Were you in disbelief? Just kind of what was going through your head when you first heard this breaking news?
I was on my bike ride. I started biking lately, and it popped up on SportsCenter or ESPN. It gives you the news feed on that iPhone. And I'm like, this is not real. Can't happen. You know, it's just strange. You know, it's like, and I just start thinking about everything. Like, man, two West Coast teams joining a big team, Big Ten. And then I called my wife. She didn't believe it. And she's like, yeah, right. And then I just start thinking, I'm like, man, it has to be like financially gain, you know, it has to be about the money or something, you know, that's what it all boils down to. And then I'm like, man, will all my records stand still, you know, what I'm saying? Like, will I still have all my records, you know, but it's just weird. You know, I played in the Pac-10, now it's the Pac-12. And then now UCLA is going to be a part of the Big Ten, you know, it's a huge opportunity though. Media market, you know, Big Ten is always on TV, you know, so that's big for exposure. So I'm not mad at it at all. Like, took advantage of a cool opportunity, you know, especially for our basketball team. You know, the competition in the Big Ten would be really good, you know, and it'll elevate their playing, UCLA too. But I just don't want them to move to the Big Ten and get whooped on. You better come and, you know, let these guys have it. You gotta let the world know West ain't soft, you know what I'm saying?
You were obviously a legend at UCLA, you know, 2009 Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year, your first team All-American in 09. And I know now you spend, you know, a fair amount of your time out in the Midwest, in Michigan a little bit, and so forth. How do you think UCLA is going to be received in that part of the country? And what are your thoughts there?
Man, the fans here, they love their schools. Like, U of M fans, they love U of M, you know. They're really loyal, you know, but they're also loyal to the Big Ten. And they love competition. They love good football games. You know, I mean, UCLA fans, if you win, you're going to get bandwagon fans. You know, people are going to love you. People are going to think about old memories of your school. So it don't matter how they feel about you now. You go out and whoop their favorite team, but all the time, they're going to give you that respect. They ain't got to like you, but they're going to respect you. Look how many Alabama fans there are. You know, it's like, I'm not a fan of Alabama football, but I'm a fan of how they win and how they prepare and their legacy. You know, you just got to appreciate it. You got to love it. But the Midwest is something special. You know what I'm saying? They love football out here. I just love driving past the stadium. Game day is just, it's always packed. You know, it's just diehard fans. My wife's grandfather, he only missed 3 games in 56 years. Like, that's the type of fan base they have. Like, they take it serious, you know. I was like, man, I wish I would have went to a football place like this, you know, small but big with sports, you know. But, yeah, you know, LA,
you what you're people. Saying is Bruin fans got to travel, got to get out there, got to support the team and really sort of embrace the journey and be home fans, road fans, fans of all sizes, shapes, and colors and geographies.
You said it right there. They have to travel. Like, we got to show a big UCLA fans. Can't be out here with just one or two fans, man, and letting the fans get picked on. You know, but yeah, we gotta travel and show up. And that might be hard for fans, you know, but again, they'll get it done. I got faith they'll get it done.
Yeah.
BB, what do you think about how UCLA maybe needs to, if at all, change recruiting strategy or change player development strategy or kind of change their approach to who they go after? You know, the Big Ten is famous for a lot of physical play on both the offensive and defensive lines, a little bit different game than the traditional Pac-12 West Coast.
Give them that much credit.
Ohio State kind of rough, you know, explosive, but what do you think?
Sorry to cut you off right there, but I wouldn't give them that much credit. You watch Big Ten football, they got like the SEC, you know, smash mouth football. You know, Ohio State is Ohio State. You know, every opponent, you can never underestimate any opponent. They're all going to be tough. But yeah, it's time to start, if they haven't already, start recruiting out here. Like my wife, she went to school across the street from the Big House. They didn't even recruit her, and that's how she ended up at SC. And so a lot of these schools, they don't even recruit in their own backyard. So it's like, you got to come out here. And now you're in the Big Ten, you know, guys love to go to UCLA. They probably always dreamed about going to UCLA, or their parents are, you know, fans of John Wooden days. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I remember UCLA winning championships back in the day. And so encourage, and then with the academic, you know, you can get a good education there. So, you know, family have probably pushed them to go to the UCLA. But, yeah, I'll be recruiting out here. And they back there for real, for real.
You know, if you're a –
you want to go for the top 100 list, it's overrated. Overrated.
If you're a kid in Michigan or Ohio or Illinois and you grew up in high school and you get that sleet – that nasty, you got to shovel the driveway, and you get a recruiter, Ken Norton Jr., coming out from Westwood. How would you say no to UCLA? Like, oh, yeah, you can come and live by the palm trees, and, you know, we got 70s all year long, no snow to shovel. I mean, it should be easy pickings, right?
Yeah, I love that. I like it here because I didn't grow up here. You know, seeing the seasons change is new to me. You know, but you talk to people around here, they get tired of it because they've been here their whole life. And so you tell a kid about UCLA in California, one of the reasons I chose UCLA because of the campus and the environment. You know, it wasn't because of football. It was just like, man, I've never been to this part of town before. And like the campus is beautiful. And so these kids go on a recruiting trip and you have them sold up there. And then now the new facilities and whatnot. And then you got to have a good pitch, and, you know, you got to lure these kids in and, you know, show them what they'll be doing and, you know, make them feel special. And I'm pretty sure they'll win recruiting, you know, by a long shot. You just got to do it right. You know, you got to be dichroic. I said that last interview, you know what I'm saying? You got to approach everybody differently and really see what the kid needs and what he likes and dislikes, and really create a bond with these kids. But most importantly, when they get there, don't just throw all that away. Because you hear that with a lot of student athletes. When they get to a school, you know, everything the recruiter promised them went out the window, or they start being mean to them, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kind of like just buttering them up just to get them there, you know. And that's why you get kids, they transfer, you know. It's like, man, this isn't what they told me it'll be. And that'll suck, you know. You don't want these kids to get there and then they leave, you know. That looks bad on the program, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. BP, how do you think somebody like Ken Norton Jr. is going to play a role moving forward? You know, he was on those Cowboys teams, the Niners teams, only guy ever to win three straight Super Bowls. Obviously, he was on Carroll's staff in kind of the heyday SC days, and he was Legion of Boom with Seattle. So much name recognition, and especially Chip being more of an introvert. How do you see kind of Ken Norton? And how, you know, you were obviously a prized recruit. How would you sort of be receptive to someone like a Ken Norton Jr. coming into your family's living room and sort of having been there and done that, and sort of trusting in him to kind of go across the country to play football at UCLA?
Oh, man, Coach Ken Norton is a legend. He's a straight beast. So I just want to say that. But when it comes to recruiting, Coach Norton does a hell of a job. You know, he came to my living room and had me close to going to SC. But I was like, man, you know, I'm loyal. I was like, I already committed to UCLA, but I was so close to going, you know, because they make you feel welcome. And it's just that competitive atmosphere they had up there. And, you know, everywhere they go, you know, the defense is moving fast and they make it fun. They make it fun to compete. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why everywhere they go, where he go, you know, the defense is moving around and just moving with so much energy. Because that's what he has within himself, you know, and he brings it out and it pours out on everybody else around him. And so I think it's going to be great. He's going to be a great addition. You know, he probably be the number one recruiter in the nation. You know, he
just, that.
He been in the game for so long. And so he know what to do and not just what to say, but he back it up. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he was a player and he remembered those in his days as a player. And like you said, he won three Super Bowls. So he's been around. He's been around for a while. And he pretty much saw every player that there was. And so he know how to get it done. I'm just glad he's back home.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's back home.
Yeah, what a huge addition. We were absolutely thrilled when Chip brought him on staff. And it was obviously a home run slam dunk to get him. And when you have that resume to back it up, and obviously the kids nowadays, and there's NIL and stuff, but obviously a lot of the goal for these kids is to get to the league and get to the NFL. And when you have someone recruiting you that's won Super Bowls as a player and as a coach, it's like, okay, I might play for that guy as opposed to a sweet talker that's never done it. So I think that'll be huge. So BP, I want to ask you this. Obviously all the talk is about going to the Big Ten and playing these Big Ten and these new rivalries to be created, but still 2 years, UCLA is going to play in the Pac-12. We still got to finish out, you know, their commitment to playing the Pac-12 for the next two seasons. Obviously the goal is to win a Pac-12 championship, to leave a legacy there, but kind of what do you want to see from this UCLA Bruins team in their last two seasons in this conference?
Pac-12 championship. And I know we play in a Rose Bowl every home game, but to actually play in a Rose Bowl game would be pretty cool, you know. And just to get better. Last year, had a good, decent year, but with the whole COVID thing, then playing a bowl game. And so just to get better, you know, we added Coach Norton, so defense would be better. And then recruiting, just get better with recruiting. And just get that tenacity, toughness. And I love to see UCLA tough, man, playing hard-nosed football. That'd be really cool, you know. What you think about UCLA, first thing you think about is that powder blue. And it just looks soft.
Blues.
It's just looking a little soft, you know. It's just like, man, and so you just – and then you think about California people out there surfing, like, oh, those guys not tough, just laying in the sun. But it's opposite, man. Every – player has a story and come from somewhere, has a background, and you know it's easy to flip that switch if you get players bought in and you give them this vision and this goal and have them buy into that and have everybody just move in on one accord. Man, it's a beautiful thing when you clicking on all cylinders. And I love to see that offense, defense, special teams, this nonstop, every game just playing with consistency, just being consistent. You know, that was my problem there. When we were there, you know, we weren't consistent. You know, it was just like, and it doesn't feel good. because you don't know the outcome of every game. You want to be confident in every game. Like, I know we're going to ball out on defense today. We're going to get the offense the ball over and over. We're going to do our job. If everybody had a mindset, I'm going to just do my job. I mean, the games would be, you know, won. But you got guys want to do too much and want to be the hero. I mean, these teams that win, guys are okay with their roles. You know, just okay with, you know, like basketball, you're okay with being a sixth man. But everybody want to be the superstar. Everybody want to be the quarterback or receiver so they can do an end zone dance and make it look pretty. But what about that hard-nosed football? You know, to keep your head down, to show up to go to work. That's what I love to see. You know, and make that powder blue and gold look tough, you know.
Love it. Love it. BP, so well said. I want to ask you kind of a fun question. Let's say you were Big Ten commissioner. Where would you put SC and UCLA division-wise? Because right now, like, Ohio State and Michigan are in one division. Would you then put SC and UCLA in the other division? Or would you kind of break it up and put, like, Ohio State, SC in one division, Michigan, UCLA in another division? How do you think about maybe, like, the balance in the Big Ten?
Man. Yeah, because you got Michigan State, Ohio State.
Yeah, like 30 teams.
You got 30 teams. You know, one division is always kind of stacked, right? Like, they got what? They got Ohio State. They got Michigan. Penn State, I think. Michigan State. They're all, like, on one side, right? And then it's, like, Wisconsin and Minnesota and stuff are on the other side. So, feels like they need to balance out a little bit, but I'd love to get your take.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know. As long as, you know, UCLA, USC play each other every year, they could put them on opposite sides. But then people, they're in LA, you know. So it's kind of, it is weird, you know, just thinking about the logistics of it. But it is kind of lopsided. But how those teams play make it seem lopsided. Who knows? They can come in this year. Yeah, Michigan State had an awesome year last year.
Right. But
who knows? You know, they can come in and go over, you know, and it won't seem so lopsided anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so it's like every year is always a new team. You know, the history makes it seem lopsided because historically, you look at these teams, the past, you know, Michigan has some great years, you know, Ohio State recently, awesome years, you know, Michigan State, they're always in the mix. But I think as long as UCLA and USC, they're out here competing with these guys, their game is going to – they're going to have to step their game up regardless. And then USC is on the high. They got Lincoln Riley. And, you know, they do such a great job with their alumni. You know, you bring those guys back, get them all hyped up, and just show them the future, past, and the present. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty sweet to get you guys riled up, you know. But I just like watching good football, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes a no-name team against just look at Appalachian State. They whooped on Michigan. They don't like.
Maybe it's one of the great upsets, right? 15 years ago. You're absolutely right. As sort of the last question of the segment here, you talked about kind of the alumni and coming together. How do you sort of envision, you know, legends like yourself sort of participating in kind of the future of UCLA football? What's that dynamic like been with Martin Jarman? You know, he's such a forward thinker, great guy. How do you kind of see that relationship between guys like you and him, you know, evolve over time?
Man, hopefully, I feel like most guys, they just sit back and wait for guys to reach out. You know, oh, nobody ever hit me up, or, you know, I don't know what to do. Like me, I never knew who to, because I never graduated. And so it's like, am I alumni? You know, so of course I am, but it's like they only reach out to the guys on the email list that graduated. And so we need somebody to start reaching out to guys, make them feel welcome. You know, I talk to Raheem Moore a lot. And I know we as players, we feel like the school, our alma mater, don't care about us. You know what I'm saying? It's not true. It's just a feeling, you know, and it's because nobody ever reach out. And, you know, you got guys, we play, and so we got lives. I got kids. I'm married, and I'm way out here. It's like it should be somebody's job titles or job role just to start reaching out to guys. You'll come back to a game or let's have a barbecue. All the, you know, alumni players just come together on this day. You know, we don't have that. You know, we got this WhatsApp group going on. You know, all the guys are texting. That's a huge step for UCLA football. Mm-hmm. And when I was getting recruited, Ken Norton and Pete Carroll was like, man, you're a Trojan forever. You're a Bruin for 4 years. And it didn't really hit me until I left. And I was like, oh, that's what that means. You know what I'm saying? But you can always change the narrative. You know, I'm always rocking UCLA because that's where I went. You know, and so I'm not ashamed of it. And I love it, you know, because I know one day, like, they're going to be great. You know, that was the reason I went there. Yeah. I didn't want to go to a school that was already established. That's why SC was good. You had got. It was getting 4 or 5 of the top 20 guys. It was everybody was going there, just bandwagon guys, just to be a part of a winning school. That's how people are with Alabama. But I wanted to go get a shovel in my hand to help build a foundation. And I just knew in my mind that it'll pay off one day. And so I'm always rooting for UCLA. And I know one day we'll get it together. And we're going to be national champions one day.
Pac-12. There it is.
Yes, sir.
And then there big it is. Teams. We're gonna run the world, baby.
All there sports. It is. Maybe the LA Football Network can facilitate some alumni affairs for UCLA. Maybe that's something we can put together and get absolutely. The gang back together.
That's a absolutely. Great idea. Or you should do it.
I think we're gonna put that in motion. We'll have the best tailgate. We'll have the best tailgate at the Rose Bowl every game. Yes, sir.
That's a bet.
It'd be great. Oh man. Good. Well, this is great. This is fun. I have to say, Brian Price is going to be actually launching his own show on the LA Football Network here coming soon. We could not be more thrilled about that. Super excited. So stay tuned for updates on that. But BP, this is great.
Thrilled to have you, BP, as a member of the family on the network. And can't wait for your show to be launched here, you know, later this year. And thanks so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. And always so great to see you.
Thank you guys for always reaching out, man, and making me feel like family. You know, that's really important. Growing up, my brothers got killed, and to have two brothers and you guys, you know, like I just met you guys, but that love is genuine and unconditional, and I can feel it, and I really appreciate that. My wife loves it too. So from the Price family, man, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
I love
Thank
it. You that's so great. Much, thanks, BP. All right. So what a great show, Jamal. Big thanks to Frosty Rucker. Big thanks to Brian Price. Big thanks to you, of course. Big thanks to listeners. But awesome time. Great time for LA football, man, as always.
Absolutely, Ryan. Really special time. And it feels like it's more and more special to be part of the LA Football Network as we move forward. And hope folks check out my article on this issue that goes even more in-depth than the things we talked about in the show. So stop by on LAFB's website and check it out. Lots to share.
Exactly. And text LAFB to 31032 to join the conversation. We love getting those texts in, and you can actually vote on your thoughts on this move, whether it's a positive or a negative move for both these teams heading over there. And yes, Jamal, the phenomenal writer that he is, article up on the homepage, LAFBnetwork.com, really giving you all the insights you need for this move, what it means, the ramifications for both these teams and also the Pac-12. So make sure to check that out. But for Jamal Madney, I'm Ryan Jarrett. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Have a very happy and safe 4th of July. And we'll talk to you all again next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.